Winning nearly 73% of the vote Tuesday, the success of Amendment 4 could signal growing interest in Florida's solar potential. The measure will make it cheaper for companies to install solar, and it boasts the support of lawmakers, industry groups, and environmentalists. But activists hope that sunny enthusiasm won't fuel the utility-backed Amendment 1, a measure they say would mean added costs and penalties for solar users. Stephen Smith heads the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy.
The utilities want to charge customers more who have solar because those people will not be buying as much electricity from them. And it's not fair, it's punitive, and it will hold the market back.
The Pro Amendment 1 campaign has raised $16 million, with $13 million coming from the state's utility companies. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.